Does money buy happiness? Not necessarily, according to a study by a Nobel Prize-winning psychologist. The study was remarkably precise. More money does buy more happiness, but only until a person earns about $75,000 a year. One person who read that study was Dan Price. He is the CEO of Gravity Payments, a private company that processes credit cards. The study reportedly inspired Dan Price to narrow the income gap within his company. In April 2015, he announced that he would pay his employees a minimum salary of $70,000 a year. Under the fluorescent lights of a conference room, in front of cameras and employees, Price announced the new minimum wage. He pointed to growing inequality. He began to say that his salary as CEO was, quote, a crazy amount, unquote, but didn't quite get the words out. The announcement of his own pay cut, it turned out, got the most applause. Months later, fewer people are applauding. When Price first announced the experiment, he said that there were risks associated with this. Later, maybe off script, he said, "Is anyone else freaking out right now? I'm kind of freaking out." So what does the story of Gravity Payments say about our question? Does money buy happiness? In this story, there are at least two ways that no is the answer. First, money did not buy happiness for all of the employees, even those who got a raise. A few months afterwards, newspapers reported backlash and employee grumbling. It wasn't fair, some employees complained, that the pay of new hires was doubled while longtime workers got little or nothing. Money also did not buy happiness for Dan Price or for his brother Lucas. The Price brothers were co-founders of Gravity Payments. They grew up in a religious household in Idaho. Their father was a business advisor and author of a book, Treasure Inside, 23 Unexpected Principles That Activate Greatness. The negotiation between the founding brothers can be tracked through the legal structure of their business. Gravity Payments started as a limited liability company, with both brothers, co-owners, managing the business together. When this didn't work, they renegotiated. The business became a corporation. Now Dan had the majority of shares and was the CEO. Lucas was a minority shareholder, so vulnerable. But he also had a side agreement that limited what Dan could pay himself as CEO. These structures eventually broke down, and Lucas took his brother to court. Dan, he alleged, quote, claimed that he was responsible for the company's success and discounted Lucas's value, unquote. Dan's actions were, quote, burdensome, harsh, and wrongful, and have shown a lack of fair dealing, unquote. So employees were unhappy, founders were unhappy, and the list is longer, competitors, clients. But I can't help thinking that we want experiments like this, even if they fail. Even if they are tangled up with a founder's battle, as this one is. This is exactly the context where these experiments can most easily take place, where there are no public shareholders to worry about, where policy can change in one stroke, and all it involves, however sad, is a battle between brothers. Maybe unhappiness is a small price for what we can learn. This is Verity Winship.